Today, Rinpoche continued his commentary on Lama Tsong Kapa's Source of All My Good. He introduced a new commentary by Ngusser Dharmabhadra that has a beautiful clarification of renunciation in it.
Yeah, this is what you want to do.
39, right, Yevi?
Page 39.
Okay, thank you. I got it.
You didn't go to share your attention.
What the matter? You did you want to see that? You did you want to do it? That Larry is about the Jesu, Larry, to be do when you about the Larry DJ. Delete you about the Larry DJ. Then delete you about the Yendeshu Juma in summer.
So we're looking at the Lam Rim tradition, and the largest volume of work that Lama Tsong Kapa presented on the great stages of the path is the Great Treatise on the Stages of the Path to Enlightenment. The second biggest volume is the Medium Stages on the Path to Enlightenment. And then we have a smaller work called the Abbreviated Stages on the Path to Enlightenment, or the Lam Rim Dudun. But then there's a much more summarized work, or a condensed work, that Lama Tsong Kapa wrote in this same tradition, and it's called The Source of All My Good, The Foundation of All Good Qualities. And that's the text that we're looking at tonight, that we're looking at now. So the first stanza reads, "The source of all my good is my kind Lama, my Lord. Bless me first to see that taking myself to him in the proper way is the very root of the path, and grant me then to serve and follow him with all my strength and reverence." So here we have the expression of worship section. And we find that many Tibetans and many in the Tibetan tradition, we find many people who make offerings of incense and so forth. And this is very similar to that. This is an expression of worship by in a verbal way. Then we also have the reliance upon the spiritual friend, or reliance upon the teacher presented here. If we wish to learn any subject, if it's the subject of English or Hindi or science, any of the subjects we wish to learn, it's necessary for us to have a teacher. Likewise, if we want to learn the stages of the path for beings of small, medium, and great capacity, it is also necessary for us to have a teacher to teach us this information.
So
So what do the practitioners aspire to of these various pathways? So we have practitioners of the small path, practitioners of the medium pathways, and practitioners of the great pathways. What do those practitioners do? So we find the first pathways for beings of small capacity presented here in the next stanza. It says, bless me first to realize that the excellent life of leisure I found just this once is ever so hard to find and ever so valuable. Grant me to wish and never stop to wish that I could take its essence night and day. So here we find the importance of the basis that we presently have and the necessity of having the eight leisures ten endowments for a good practice, in order to have a good practice. So that is what the point that's being made here is, and then we next get into the practices of a being of small capacity. And this is a being who wishes to have rebirth in the higher realms of cyclic existence, a being who aspires to the gods or human realms, because if one is born in the gods and human realms, this is something, being born in the gods or human realms is something that one would want to have. Therefore, this type of practitioner engages in these pathways that lead to the higher realms of cyclic existence, and those pathways are pathways for beings of small capacity. The next pathways are the pathways for beings of medium capacity, and these are pathways that lead to liberation, a liberation that is an abandonment of suffering. Say that the pathways for medium capacity are the lesser vehicle pathways or practices. And those practices are the three highest higher trainings. By engaging in these three highest higher trainings of ethics, concentration, and wisdom, one is able to achieve a state of liberation. So these three higher trainings are compared to the act of chopping down a tree and what would be needed. And in the case of the higher trainings, the goal is to achieve liberation. And in the case of the example, the goal is to cut down a tree. So if you wish to cut down a tree, it's necessary to have a stable body. But a stable body isn't enough. One must also have an arm in order to do the cutting. But just a stable and a body and an arm isn't enough. One also needs some sort of a saw in order to cut the tree down. So if one has these, a stable body, an arm, and a saw, then a tree can be cut down. Likewise, if one wishes to achieve the state of liberation, the higher training in ethics is compared to that arm. And the higher training in concentration is compared The higher training in ethics is compared to a stable body. The higher training in concentration is compared to the arm. And the higher training in wisdom is compared to the saw itself. So just like one needs all of those three in order to cut down a tree, one needs all three highest higher trainings in order to get rid of the afflictive obstructions, get rid of the obstructions to omniscience, get rid of the afflictions and attachments and so forth. And these are the pathways for beings of of medium capacity. Those pathways that lead to an individual liberation. So when we look at this, bless me first to realize the excellent life of leisure I found just this once is ever so hard to find and ever so valuable. So we have at this moment a human basis. And this human basis is very important because with it we can practice the Dharma. With this human basis we can practice the Dharma, we can practice religion. We can engage in the pathways that lead to the higher realms. We can engage in the pathways that lead to an abandonment of suffering, a liberation that is an abandonment of suffering. We can engage in the pathways that lead to complete Buddhahood. So in dependence upon this human basis we have, we can achieve all of those results. So that is why we say it is very valuable, that it has great meaning. And we have it now, but that doesn't mean that we'll be able to achieve it very easily again in the future. So this is why it says that I found just this once. And the ever so hard to find part means that it's very difficult to achieve a human basis. Why is it difficult to achieve a human basis? And then we find two points that are made. It's difficult to achieve by way because of the examples that are given, and then it's difficult to achieve because of the reasons that are given. So when we look at the difficulty of achieving it by way of example, in the sutra, in the Buddhist sutra, we find a statement that says, those beings that go from the higher and lower realms back to the lower realms are similar to the atoms that fit in the world. But those beings that go from the higher or lower realms to the higher realms are in number like those atoms that could fit on a fingernail. So we see this example shows the difficulty of achieving a higher realm rebirth because of the fact that most beings after are born in the lower realms and not in the higher realms. And then we find also the reasons that are given. And then the reason that is given, we find in Aryadeva's 400 verses, where it states that beings, for the most part, are involved in the ignoble. That's why most ordinary beings fall to the lower realms of cyclic existence. What this means is that ordinary beings, for the most part, engage in non-virtuous activities. They engage in the 10 non-virtuous activities and accumulate a large amount of those types of karmas, those types of karma. Therefore, they fall to the lower realms of cyclic existence, as most beings are involved in the ignoble. Therefore, most ordinary beings fall to the lower realms. And then, because most beings are involved in the ignoble, they're not involved in virtuous activities very much. So they don't engage in the 10 virtues and accumulate virtue, which is the cause of the higher realm rebirth, non-virtue being the cause of the lower realm rebirth. Therefore, because of the lack of accumulation of virtue, most beings don't have a higher realm rebirth in the future lives very easily.
This one.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. What this one is about?
It's humans for the most part.
What that then, ma, Chibu Chungun, not what the names are, Lusu, you are Chu, Chibu Jin, Nidun Jibi, Chava, Dambadan, she just written the magazine, Kana Lendi, she is on La, never Dambin in the Abitu, touching Chava Nazi Pombadan, Gizu Tada Druva Jebala.
Now we get into the actual stanzas that deal specifically with the pathways for beings of small capacity, and then we find eight lines that present the small scope. My body and the life in it are fleeting as the bubbles in the sea froth of a wave. Bless me first thus to recall the death that will destroy me soon, and help me find sure knowledge that after I have died, the things I have done, the white or black, and what those deeds will bring to me, follow always close behind, as certain as my shadow. Grant me then ever to be careful, to stop the slightest wrong of the many wrongs we do, and try to carry out instead each and every good of the many that we may. So these are the pathways to the higher realms of cyclic existence, the pathways for beings of small capacity.
And Magichubung tsuti tsungpa yina. Magichubung tsuti masuna, tiba magawa chu. Ta luye chu guna su chiba masiba lemba. Ne luye je je.
Lesson.
Nga guna duyen chama tsesu nga je je.
Lesson.
Iji guna nasen nasen chutege. No de. Debut nga sun rukwa res.
Lesson.
Nga sun rukwa yata. No de. Nga duy lan res. Nga duy lan. Te chutege nga duy lan. Nga duy lan jen nga du. And the two pumps to change the song by Ina and then will change that what they imbade, the Katutata imbaroa.
So, what are the pathways for beings of small capacity? These pathways are going for refuge to the three jewels, the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, engaging in ethical ethics which abandons the 10 non virtuous activities. And then if one engages in some sort of negativity, acknowledging that downfall. So by engaging in these practices, one is able to have a rebirth in the higher realms of cyclic existence. So first, this going for refuge, why is that necessary? One doesn't enter into Buddhism or isn't a Buddhist until this step of going for refuge is taken. So that is the significance and importance of this, because to practice the Buddhist pathways, it's necessary to be a Buddhist. And in order to be a Buddhist, it's necessary to go for refuge to the three jewels. The next point, the ethics which abandons the 10 non-virtues. The 10 non-virtuous activities are 3 non-virtues of the body, killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct, 4 non-virtues of the speech, lying, harsh words, divisive speech, and gossip, and 3 non-virtues of the mind, covetousness, harmful intent, and wrong view. So these are the 10 non-virtuous activities, and these are considered bad pathways, negative pathways, those pathways which lead to the lower realms of cyclic existence. Abandonment of those non-virtuous activities are the ethics that abandon those 10 non-virtues, and these are considered positive pathways, good pathways that lead to the higher realms of cyclic existence. And then if one does waver then or engage in a negativity, then it's necessary to acknowledge that downfall, acknowledge that negativity has taken place. And by doing these practices, one is engaging in a pathway that leads to the higher realms of cyclic existence, and these pathways are called pathways for beings of small capacity. Deekson. Okay. So what is the meaning of this? My body and the life in it are fleeting as the bubbles in the sea froth of a wave. So here, this is stating that the human basis is very unstable. Why is it unstable? because it can perish very easily. It can be destroyed very easily. It's as unstable as a bubble is. So it says, as the bubbles in the sea froth of a wave. And that's because we have so many conditions that cause death, or so many causes for death, or conditions for, really, literally, conditions for death. So it's, bless me first, thus to recall the death that will destroy me soon. And help me find sure knowledge that after I've died, the things I've done, the white or the black, and what those deeds will bring to me follow always close behind, as certain as my shadow. So those white deeds are referring to virtuous deeds. If one accumulates virtuous actions or deeds, then this will lead him or her to the higher realms of cyclic existence. If one accumulates non-virtue, non-virtuous deeds or non-virtuous actions, then these non-virtues will lead to the lower realms of cyclic existence. So this is what those deeds will bring to me. Those results are what those deeds will bring to us if we engage in those kinds of actions. If we engage in non-virtue, we have higher realm, non-virtue, lower realm rebirth, and engage in virtue, higher realm rebirth. And then grant me ever to be careful to stop the slightest wrong of the many wrongs we do, and try to carry out instead each and every good of the many that we may. So here we have a point of that we need to be very careful, because if we engage in non-virtue, then that will lead to the lower realms. If we engage in virtue, this will lead to the higher realms. If we engage in non-virtue, then how do we abandon that non-virtue? How do we stop that non-virtue? We abandon it by way of some sort of a practice. And in this case, we have the practice of the four opponent powers. By engaging in these four opponent powers, we're able to purify misdeeds that we've accumulated. And we find in Shantideva's compendium of trainings this point made, and that there are no non-virtuous activity. There is no misdeed that cannot be purified. Even the five irreversible actions, or the five heinous crimes, can be purified by the four opponent powers. So when we're looking at the acknowledgement of downfalls, we would look to a practice in which we have that acknowledgement of downfalls, and then we find that in the practice of the four opponent powers.
What the Deba Chibukazi, you know, Yamato Sango Nishadan and Tatu Res, Nungumulu Shitile, Debata Pum was over Angulumala Lasua. Angulumala was the senior was the trainer, Munguja to Gujukoseba Marbe, Guja to Kose and the Shuguma Amasera Chedule, and the Saji the Pene, and the Saji calling Yamato to Songway in Jabata. So Yamato to Sone, and Angulumala Debatane.
By applying the four opponent powers, no matter what has been done, no matter what the non-virtue is, it can be purified. And no matter how much has been done, it can be purified. And we find an example in Nagarjuna's letter to a friend, where we find many examples in Nagarjuna's letter to a friend, but one specific example is the example of Angumala, who met with a bad spiritual teacher and was advised to kill and 1,000 people. He killed 999 and was about to get to the last person and met with Buddha. And Lord Buddha then taught the four opponent powers to Angumala, and he did not have to experience the normal results of that killing. He was able to achieve the state of foe destroyer in that lifetime because of the power of that practice. So we can purify our non-virtue in many ways by, for instance, engaging in the recitation of names or the name mantras of various beings. These have the power to purify our misdeeds as well. So, and for instance, the mantra of Shakyamuni Buddha, Teyata Om Muni Muni Mahamuni Ye Soha, is stated that just by reciting that once, one is able to purify non-virtue that was accumulated for Chi Chi, 10,000 Kalpa Chi Chi, the Chi Chi, the 10,000, the 10,000 eons of non-virtue. So we see the power of just that one recitation of Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra. We find these points made in the commentary by Ngucu Dhammapada. And literally, Ngucu means silver water. And then Dhammapada, the Dundagare. Dhammapada is that his actual name. The Ngucu Dhammapada is because Ngucu is a place name where he's from, and it means silver water, Ngucu. So anyway, Ngucu Dhammapada wrote eight volumes of works, very similar to Jelsupje. And in that we find commentary on the 35 Buddhas of confession. By reciting these 35 Buddhas, one is able to get rid of an enormous amount of non-virtue. And in this particular text, we find the actual eons of non-virtue that are purified. We find with Shakyamuni's 10,000 eons, and then others 4,000, and so forth. So we find in this commentary those numbers. So when we look at his works, we find that there are eight volumes of work. And so when we would say like volumes, I think Rinpoche is just showing like an order. What's the connection with the alphabet, the Ga Ka Ga Nga?
Oh, that's Rinpoche means, that's Ga Ka Ga Nga means we just, there will be session, and the section one.
Section, oh, okay, so it's what I thought.
Yes.
Okay, so it's what I thought. So Rinpoche is comparing it to these volumes of work. Are in an order, as the alphabet is in an order of sections. So we would say ga would be the first section, and that would be the first volume. Ka is the second volume. Ka ka ga, and then nga. So this falls into the third volume, like the third letter in the alphabet. So this commentary on the 35 Buddhas is in that volume number 3. And I forgot to translate one thing. Rinpoche said he was able to look at this text on the computer. And when he was looking at it, he saw these commentaries.
Pucha karla ten na loba isa na ane jawa kido jasu ke naga nyuna ke buk seya ji deji trang ne ane jawa kido jasu ko te pucha nilta sun sa asr ta
Samen dal lama
ne tuwa tre na lu le o te tun sa ke sila sun ju sunga susu tabi shinkan tabi jingang, shacha tubi tabi jingang, onda wa sanji susu tabi jingang tsamal wun tenang duwo sida da.
Tabi jingang sena?
Pure lan. Shacha manda buda pure lan. Onda tiri bhai buda susu susu pure lan
sida yoro. Less so.
Wa tu su kong sung duwo sida.
Oh, the Beijing
na? Kongde nanga jio nanga yung isi, bache ten yun na bache jitang ya sida da. Jawa kizang ya sung duwo sida.
Less so.
अने दोनों दिन जो है कि ना दिवस दिन ताकत पहन चुके हो बाते सुसुन दोसे जैसा ताजी चम्बी सुमो नॉन दोस जैसा जेता वो दिसु सुमो नॉन दोस रहता क्या बात चीज़ था नियंत्रित था वो दिन के दिवस ताज से आते अने वो दे जैसा ताजी चम्बी सुमो नॉन दोस रहे
देने दे Nagarjuna Kyalsanjatso दे Nagarjuna दे येरे Kyalsanjatso
Sanji Sunju Sanga Pivalan Sanga Sunro Ta.
Less so.
Kuntu Wati Tenju Nole Daganju Nai Bukhi Sanga Chita.
Less so. Okay. Tu Chenan Rinpoche, Gongan Rinpoche. So in also the 7th Dalai Lama, the Lord Kyalsanjatso writes of the pure lands of each of these individual Buddhas, of the 35 Buddhas. And when asked where does this information come from, he refers to Master Nagarjuna and Nagarjuna's works that we find in the Tanjur, the authentic Indian commentaries. And then where do we also find the more specificity about these this confession of downfalls? We find it in the works of Jelsup Tamche Chenpa. So Jelsup, the Lord Jelsup, the omniscient one. So we find it in his works as well. So we find Kyalsanjatso's explanation of each of these Buddha's pure lands, and him finding this, stating the source is Nagarjuna, and then Jelsup J having a very clear points about this confession or acknowledgement of downfalls. So in our book we have the 35 Buddhas, and it's very good that we have this in our center's prayer book. And just as a note, Jelsup J is Kirtup J and Jelsup J were Lama Tsongkhapa's root disciples. So when we hear these names, that's who they are, just as a note. So having this in our prayer book is a very great benefit. And in Tibetan, the commentaries are so beautiful.
Uh,
So if we wish to purify our non-virtues, then we can recite the name mantra of Buddha, or we can recite the 35 Buddhas of confession and apply that as an opponent or an antidote. So now we'll read further, and we'll get into the pathways for beings of medium capacity. Bless me to perceive all that's wrong with the seemingly good things of this life. I can never get enough of them. They cannot be trusted. They are the door to every pain I have. Grant me then to strive instead for the happiness of freedom. Grant that these pure thoughts may lead me to be watchful and to recall what I should be doing. Grant me to give the greatest care to make the vows of morality the essence of my practice. They are the root of Buddha's teaching. So in the medium scope, the pathways for beings of medium capacity, we find not a very clear explanation in terms of an outline in Pabunka Rinpoche's commentary. So therefore, we will look at the great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment by Lama Tsongkhapa to aid us in this understanding. And we find three categories presented by Lama Tsongkhapa about this. When we look at this paragraph here, it says, "Bless me to perceive all that's wrong with the seemingly good things of this life. I can never get enough of them. They cannot be trusted. They are the door to every pain I have. Grant me then to strive instead for the happiness of freedom." So this is referring to renunciation. And the Lama Rinpoche is the determination to be free, the desire to definitely emerge from cyclic existence. So we find the mental training first presented in the great treatise, the mental training about renunciation. It's under the major heading of the faults of cyclic existence. It says the faults of cyclic existence are explained in these three ways. So we have first the mental training, and then a second category, which is the measure of the determination to be free, the measure of that renunciation, and then a third category of dispelling misconceptions. So Lama Tsongkhapa presents these three categories that apply to
Okay, so they're doing your demo,
So when we say, bless me to perceive all that's wrong with the seemingly good things of this life, I can never get enough of them. They cannot be trusted. They are the door to every pain I have. Grant me then to strive instead for the happiness of freedom. In the Lam Rim Chemo, we find the mental training, the measure of the determination to be free, and dispelling misconceptions. So in terms of the Four Noble Truths, this particular stanza would be presenting the superior truth of suffering and the superior truth of origin. Vene de goden dan landen.
Goden tabadu lanje da jitel bobo te shugu de deni ten san de samara.
The Deni Chempo, Jibo, Jinji Lo.
Goden de landen.
Okay, so then they are the door to every pain I have. Grant me then to strive instead for the happiness of freedom refers to the superior truth of cessation and the superior truth of path. So let me just go back just now that I've clarified. The superior truth of suffering and superior truth of origin are presented. Bless me to perceive all that's wrong with the seemingly good things of this life. I can never get enough of them. They cannot be trusted. They are the door to every pain I have. So this is the truth of suffering and origin. And then grant me to strive instead for the happiness of freedom. This is the truth of cessation and truth of path. So we have striving, a path, and happiness of freedom, the cessation. So that's how we find within this section the Four Noble Truths introduced as well. Chutsu Jepa Lesson. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
Chibito, and then 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 ngaju samba gubi jisen de wate ngaju ta ngaju samba koga se de wata gubi jisen kare res jisen kare treba ina ngaju samba gubi jisen de res da ngaju samba gubi jisen de lanzu zang lanzu ngaju samba gubi jisen de sa
Better get an iPad. Yeah, that'd be great.
I knew some of you, you say, sir. She be told from she. Someone I knew some of you, you say, eh? Not that I knew me, but see to ye. Didn't it finish ye, Tamela? And then didn't it finish ye, Tamela? And see la gamba is le gen en quinde chiche, Thomas Nanuzes, Thomas Nanuzes, Lantu, Wotge, Nanu, Samba, Chigu, Jusin Tambores, Jusin Lantu, Lantu, Lantu,
Lantu,
Lantu, Lantu, Lantu, Lantu, Lantu, Lantu, Lantu, Lantu, Lantu, Lantu, Lantu, Je tout mon reste. Nadang, je me vois, c'est tu y es. Dende, tu n'es pas, mais toi, c'est tu y es. Mais, dende, mais, de voir, l'aide de voir, dende, n'y est, ou de, te cas tout mon reste. Dende, tu n'es pas, mais là, dende, tu n'es pas, mais là. C'est la gamba, y est, dans le tien, non, qu'une échange, tout mon reste. C'est la gamba, y est, chance. C'est pas quoi le chaba, j'y vais, y'en a. Tak itu juga balat ten, eh, anu wate kualu kau tu kres, kualu jurnu kau ni, tatu kau maris. Sila kamba yin cha lu jen na kuin ni chin shi ris. Ta dosha jeba yin zon kuwa li tu tu ma re, dosha kuwa li jing ne de ri gu re. Wate ta, tani yin zon zon wate, kuwa di ne bambi che tu wate, nga yu tu gu ris. Sila kamba yin cha lu jen na kuin ni chin shi ris. Toma nga yu tu ris. Toma nga yu de, dene je gu re. Chukukure, nyasulen kukures, jusen te tengduwa, kalelantire.
So, when we look at, I've already forgot, the commentary by Muchu, Dharmabhadra, that's Muchu, Dharmabhadra, we see that there are three categories. I'll have to find where he is too, but thank you very much. Next time, I'll look at it later. There are three categories in Muchu Dharmabhadra's commentary that deal with this particular stanza. And the first category is the reason you need renunciation. The second category is the method for achieving renunciation. And the third category is the measure of renunciation. So Muchu Dharmabhadra, for this first point, the reason, quotes the three principal paths by Lama Tsongkhapa. So we're stating that this is how we have the realization of renunciation and so forth, but what is the reason that we need to develop renunciation? Why? So it states in the three principal paths, listen with clear minds, you lucky people who aspire to the path that pleases the Buddhas, who work to give meaning to life, to leisure and opportunity, who are not addicted to the pleasures of cyclic life. Lust for existence chains all corporal beings. Addiction to the pleasures of the life cycle is only cured by transcendent renunciation. So seek transcendence first of all. So what is the reason we need this renunciation? So in order to be free from cyclic existence, it's necessary to get rid of attachment. So if one is attached to cyclic existence, then one will necessarily have it in one's next life. One will continue the cycle. It says the cycle of life. Lust for existence chains all corporal beings. So having attachment for cyclic existence causes one to re-experience cyclic existence. Addiction to the pleasures of life cycle is only cured by transcendent renunciation. So renunciation, the desire to definitely emerge, is the only opponent that will get rid of this attachment to the pleasures of cyclic existence. So it states, so seek transcendence first of all. So Lama Tsongkhapa states, seek this renunciation, this desire to definitely emerge right away. And so this is the reason that's presented for us to need renunciation. Addiction to the pleasures of cyclic life is only cured by transcendent renunciation. Lust for existence chains all corporal beings. So one is bound to this ocean of cyclic existence by our attachment. Renunciation cures that. Renunciation serves as an opponent to that. And this is why we need it. Diksum. That's the reason
for it. Tangan Yung Samba Jibu Jusente Jiro. Sunday Naja Duba, the Carasana, then Junior Car, Tella Lumabe, Yila Competition Naja Du, Senior Duo, then Junior Car, then you turn to what the neighbor Gawada, then Junior Car, Tella Lumaba, and the Madame Nazula Suba, the Santa Baina, Sunday Chabi Chabadu, Yungres, Sunday Chabi, Sunday Naja Duos, then Junior Car, Tella Lumabe. mila kombe tsene nashi dos tsene nashi do tatre do
de long ka de kyonte
tsene nashi do ba
lasa
tsene nashi do ba la de ne na yo sa ba yungre shimi nashi do ba la de ne na yo sa ba yungre tsene nashi do ba de kare se na
de
dan ju ne ka tsla lo me
ka bi
yela kombe lang tu ro lang dan ju ne ka tsla lo
me okay kan ga lom sa
dan ju ne ka tsla lo me be yela kombe tsende nashi ti ne ma do mo do dan ju dan che wa ta ne ba ka wa ta anu wa te tsla lo me ba ten sa no ta ba yina anu ne ju sa ba che yong re s te ju shi ba la den ne dan ju dan che wa ta ne ba ka wa ta ji la wa lu san ta ba yina tsende tsende le cha ba de ka ne anu ne ju sa ba yong re s
la sa
dan ju ne ka tsla lo me ba yela kombe tsende nashi tus tsende le cha ba shi ba do nu re s ᱱᱚᱠᱚ ᱱᱮᱱᱩ ᱥᱟᱢᱤ ᱡᱚᱥᱤᱭᱟᱱ ᱵᱚᱡᱤᱨᱣᱟ ᱞᱟᱥᱟ ᱛᱟᱞᱮᱱᱨᱮ ᱢᱚᱞᱚᱠᱩ ᱫᱚᱜᱮᱱᱟ ᱭᱟᱭᱟᱢ ᱛᱟᱱᱟ ᱥᱟᱢᱟᱱᱟ 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 ᱛᱟᱱᱟ ᱥᱟᱢ
categories, and we find this presented also in the great three principal paths by Lama Tsongkhapa. It says, leisure and opportunity are hard to get, and there is no time to life. Keep thinking on this, and you will turn off your interest in this life. So here it's stating that it's very difficult to get this basis, and there isn't a lot of time. And one recognizes that the sipidewa, the happiness of cyclic existence, is suffering. So when one recognizes the short time span that one has, and one thinks about this again and again, one will turn off one's interest in the things of this life, and so renounce the things of this life. Then the next sentence then deals with getting rid of the desire for the things of future life. And it says, contemplate inexorability of evolutionary effects and the sufferings of life over and over again, and you will turn your interest off future lives. So when one begins to look at the sufferings of the higher realms and the lower realms of cyclic existence, and recognizes this lack of happiness, happiness in cyclic existence, because the happiness is actual happiness of cyclic existence that is suffering. So therefore, by thinking about the sufferings of all of the realms of cyclic existence, then you will turn off your interest for future lives. You will have a renunciation related to future lives. So the first category is, what is the method for turning one's interest off this life? It's thinking about the lack of time that one has over and over again, and then the difficulty of achieving what we have now. We turn off our interest in future lives by thinking about the six realms of cyclic existence and so forth, and the sufferings and lack of happiness, and then we turn our interest off in future lives. So these are the two categories. I'm sorry, I don't have the Tibetan root of the three principal paths, and I just have this older translation, so I'm trying to work with it. I have the Tibetan somewhere.
사제 송 제는 니제 오시다 노스
the andrew surlo
네 누가도 사제 송
네 누구
주세요
주세요 top
제 top and then what the
say
and then 내 누구 제 사제 송 제는 우리 니제 오도
so the Ngochu Dhammabhadra's commentary is very beautiful with this presentation of three categories of the reason, the method, and then the measurement. So it's a very beautiful word commentary. So in order to realize renunciation, the determination to be free, it's necessary for us to A, turn off our interest in this life, and then B, turn off our interest in future lives. So the way that we remove our interest in the things of this life is by recognizing the difficult leisure and opportunity are hard to get. And there is no time to life. Keep thinking on this and you will turn off your interest in this life. So this is the first part. So this is how one gets rid of this interest in the things of this life. And then the next category is how one gets rid of his or her interest in the things of future lives. And it says, contemplate the inexorability of evolutionary effects. What that means is it's speaking about karma and its results. So it's just stating, think about karma and its results. And then when one can contemplate even the higher realms of cyclic existence have sufferings, and then by thinking about karma and its results, and the sufferings of life over and over again that one will experience in cyclic existence, this will then turn one's interest off the things of future lives. And then once one experiences this disinterest in the things of this life and disinterest in the things of future lives, then one can experience renunciation.
So then the
last category is the measurement of this renunciation. And we find it here in this same text. So the Ngochu Dhammabhadra explains these three categories with the three principal paths. So the measurement of renunciation, by constant meditation, your mind will not entertain a moment's wish even for the successes of life, and you will aim for freedom all day and night. Then you experience transcendent renunciation. So this is the measurement of renunciation. So we have the reason for renunciation, why one needs it. Then we have the method for it, how to turn away the things of this life and next life, and then the measurement of it. The measurement is that one is aiming all day and night for freedom. Freedom here is liberation in this case. So this is the third category and its point. So we have these three categories of the reason why you need renunciation, the method to achieve renunciation, and the measurement of renunciation. And I saw this in the text and it was very beautiful. Beautifully,
yeah, very
beautiful.
Okay. Okay.
Lesa. So then when we look at this text, at the section on the mind that aspires to enlightenment, or bodhicitta, we find that there are two categories under the bodhicitta section. We first have the reason for bodhicitta, and then the method for achieving bodhicitta. It's very beautiful in this text. So, what is the reason why we need the mind that aspires to enlightenment? It says transcendence, so that's speaking of renunciation, without the spirit of enlightenment cannot generate the supreme bliss of unexcelled enlightenment. Therefore, the bodhisattva conceives the supreme spirit of enlightenment. So this is the reason for the mind that aspires to enlightenment, because what it says here, that Buddhahood is not possible. Unexcelled is the highest enlightenment. That's Buddhahood is not possible without bodhicitta. So what is the meaning of this reason? The meaning of this reason is that no matter what, if one has realized renunciation or desire to emerge, determination to be free, or any of the realizations of the lesser vehicle, of the hearer vehicle or solitary realizer vehicle, without the mind that aspires to enlightenment, it's not possible to achieve complete Buddhahood. So you could have clairvoyance and all of these other renunciation and qualities of the lesser vehicle, but you can't become a Buddha with just those things. It's necessary to have bodhicitta. So if one wishes to become a Buddha or desires Buddhahood, then it's necessary to engage in the practice that generate the bodhicitta, or the mind that aspires to enlightenment. So this is the reason for it. So So the second category is the method for the mind that aspires to enlightenment. And then we find this presented here. Carried away on the currents of the four mighty streams, tightly bound by the near inescapable chains of evolution, trapped and imprisoned in the iron cage of self-concern, totally wrapped in the darkness of misknowledge, born again and again in endless life cycles, uninterruptedly tormented by the three miseries, such is the state of all beings, all just your mothers, from your natural feelings, conceive the highest spirit. Okay, so carried away on the currents of the four mighty streams. So this is it, referring to the suffering of birth, the suffering of aging, the suffering of sickness, the suffering of death. So these are the four sufferings in the, of this ocean of cyclic existence. So these streams are used to speak of the ocean of cyclic existence and these four types of suffering. And then it says, near inescapable chain, evolution, trapped and imprisoned in the iron cage, self-concern or the self-cherishing attitude, totally wrapped in the darkness of misknowledge, born again and again in endless life cycles, uninterruptedly tormented by the three miseries, so the suffering of change, the suffering of suffering, pervasive compounded suffering, such is the state of all beings, just your mothers, from your natural feelings. So, so you think about the various miseries and sufferings that all sentient beings, like yourself, have to endure, and then it says from your natural feelings. So once you think of this, then and you recognize that all these beings are your mothers, then conceive the highest spirit, realize bodhicitta, the mind that aspires to enlightenment, from what naturally comes from thinking of the suffering of sentient beings. Use that to then realize the mind that aspires to enlightenment. So that's the section under method. So the next section is on view, and we look at the three principal paths. We find three main topics. We have renunciation, we have bodhicitta, and then we have the correct view. And the correct view section is quite long, so we won't get into that today. But we went over the renunciation and bodhicitta section. But where it started was we were looking at Lama Tsongkhapa's section on the faults of cyclic existence and the three categories that are presented there, the reason, the method, and the measurement. So we find the reason, the method, and the measurement that's presented, and that was according to Chusera Dharma Bhadra's commentary. So this commentary is so beautiful with the three categories. So if I just misspoke that, I think I might have. I do that sometimes. So the Silver Water Dharma Bhadra, Chusera Dharma Bhadra's commentary explains this section with three points: the reason, the method, and then the measurement. I just didn't want to confuse it with the outline in the Lam Rim Chemo I did, which is the faults of cyclic existence, which is different than what Rinpoche just said. So. So we're able to, by way of these three categories, understand this section on renunciation very well. The reason for why we need renunciation, the method for achieving it, and then the measurement of that renunciation. So these are the three categories that are very helpful in this text. In the future, we'll go over it because now we have this commentary by Luchu Dhammapadra.
It's
of great importance. Many of these commentaries are beautiful commentaries. So we're going to end there today. We'll get further in next time. So we'll do the concluding prayers. I'm losing my mind right now. I've got to work something out. So what I confused it with before was the faults of cyclic existence, and then it's the mind, the mental training, the measure and dispelling misconceptions. That's the outline of the Lamrim Chemo under the faults that I mixed up with the three categories that are in Lucha Dhammapadra's commentary. So I clarified it, but I just wanted to explain the origin of the mistake. So this computer is just like having a library. It's very good.
Yeah.
The scientists are such scholars.
Yeah.
Thank you. So we have concluding mandala offering and dedication prayer. The fundamental ground is scented with incense and strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha land and offer it. May all sentient beings enjoy this pure realm. I dedicate whatever virtues I have collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Lozan Drapa to shine forever. I send forth this mandala to you, precious Guru. I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri and likewise Samantabhadra as well. With whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse the three times, I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deeds. In that pure land surrounded by snowy mountains, you are the source of all benefit and happiness. All-powerful Avalokiteshvara Tenzin Gyatso, may you stay until samsara's end. I pray for the long life of the precious Khensur Wandok, upholder of scriptural and realizational doctrines, the spiritual friend who trained extensively in the five great philosophical texts with exceptional wisdom and perseverance.